No doubt.
Just thinking about it. Just off the top of my head. So, Williams in the morning. Real stuff, just made up. We're unrelated, me and Mark, but we're totally relatable. Mm-hmm. You can catch us on Instagram, WilliesWorld_2.
Yep.
If you did catch us on Instagram, you know that it's an award show we're doing today. That we're doing the Oscars.
That time of year.
Yeah. So we're going to hand out some awards, mm-hmm. or how we think the people should have handed out awards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An all-time Oscars.
All-time Oscars on who all-time has been the best actor, actress.
Yep.
Costumes, music, mm-hmm. co-hosts.
Yep.
All that stuff. We got it today. You can follow us on Twitter at WilliesWorld_2 or at WillDog2G's30. Check us out on Facebook. That's our Facebook live feed.
Yep.
At Williams Mornings.
Yep. Direct shot.
You can check out Radio Laurier on any social media platform at Radio Laurier. Vine. They're big on Vine right now.
Yep, huge.
Huge Vine. So check Vine out. Check the Vine out. So Mark, how was reading week? We've been gone for a week. How was your reading week?
It was all right. Didn't really do anything special. So you got a bold prediction for me here, so I'm going to try to stay away from it. Just mostly hung out with some friends, made some new friends. That was pretty much it.
Nothing. Hung out with some friends and made some new friends.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm a friends guy.
You are a friends guy. I've heard that about you. A lot of people in there ask, hey, how do you know Mark? They're like, oh, he's a friends guy. Oh, okay.
Well, that makes sense.
So I don't know if that means, like, you're one of their friends guys.
Yeah, true.
Or if it's like...
You don't know where the apostrophe is.
Yeah, yeah. And what's that called? That's important. You know, there's a word for it. Context.
Okay. Yeah.
No?
Yeah. More context?
I don't know if that's really it.
Oh, I feel you. Not actually, but...
Yeah. Well, that's good. So you had a good time over your reading week?
Yeah, it was all right.
Nice.
What about you? What did you do?
Honestly, a lot of relaxing and just nothing.
Some R&R?
Some big time R&R. Like, I honestly barely did anything. It was amazing. Sometimes you need that in a week.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fun though.
Like, I mean, I worked a little bit and I did some stuff. Like, I wasn't just laying on the couch the whole time, but sometimes you need a week just to be a week alone.
You get any reading done?
I read some stuff on the internet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some job postings.
There you go.
Read some job postings.
Okay.
Applied to some job postings.
Yep.
So, yeah. Productive week.
Technically, you read.
Yeah. Well, I did read. Mm-hmm. I didn't read anything for my courses.
No.
But I read. I'm a big-time reader.
You're a reading guy.
I'm a reader.
My nose is really red, eh?
Yeah, why is it so red?
Oh, I had to run here.
Hey, speaking of that, how about, let's talk, well, yeah, let's get into our friend or foe section right now. Let's get into friend or foe, or bold, let's get into friend or foe.
Okay.
Or no, let's get into bold predictions.
Yeah, let's get into our...
Which one?
Bold predictions.
Okay.
So for the show, bold predictions, theme of the show, award show season, we're going to hand out some of our own Oscar awards like I talked about, okay?
Okay.
Bold predictions. The first person to say thank you. Hmm. All right.
On the show?
On the show. That me saying that line doesn't count, obviously.
What did you say?
No, Mark. Well, we can... Okay, so bold prediction, first person to say thank you. That's the number one bold prediction.
Okay, do you think it's going to be you?
Probably. Because you're a really complimentary guy. and I'm polite. So I'll probably say...
Those two words.
I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, the synonym.
A synonym for it. Okay.
I got you.
I'll
take you too, in my bet.
Bold prediction number two. Mark mentions his trip and the sunshine. So far, you've skated away from it.
Not going to happen.
I think it will. I'll get you. I'll catch you up. I'll get you. I'll get you good.
You probably will.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get you. Number three bold prediction.
Troy stumbles through a word.
Yeah.
Has that already happened today?
Well, it has already happened, but We hadn't got to what the prediction was. Fair enough. We got time will tell if I stumble through any other words.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
The first made-up event that we talk about on the show.
What is it?
Well, no, like, no.
What is it going to be?
That's a good bold prediction. I just meant the first person to tell something that is totally unfactual.
Oh. Well, that'd be you, I think. I've had some bad ones. But what do you want to do for it? First person or first?
First event.
First event?
Yeah. No, because then no one will
do it. Spoil it.
First person. It'll probably be me. Yeah, I'm going to go with me.
I'll go with you, too, on that one.
Do you have any bold predictions you want to add in?
Bold predictions. I got an over-under.
Ooh, we haven't done that in a while. Let's get to it. Over-under. Marcus, go.
Over-under set at 2.5 trips to the water cooler for me this show after my run.
Under.
Under?
Under. It'll be 2.
Are we counting that one already?
No.
Okay, so 2 more.
Because you hadn't said it. You can't count something for a bet if you haven't said it yet.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, I'll take... I like to think under, but I don't know. Pretty thirsty right now.
So how about this nasty weather we got outside? I mean, it's sunny right now, and I think the wind stopped.
No, wind didn't stop.
Wind didn't stop today? Well, it's definitely sunny.
Very sunny.
But how about the weather that Canada has been exhibiting over the last... Well, maybe not Canada, but Southern Ontario... Waterloo region has been exhibiting over the last weeks. We had a day where it was 17 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a day where it is minus 17 degrees out.
Yeah, like I was reading it last night, and I was gonna say friend for the weather until I was running here today.
It's ridiculous.
In the blowing snow, and it is a foe in the biggest sense of the word foe.
Oh, it's not a friend in the sense of the word friend.
No.
That's for darn sure.
It's not
sure.
Only a foe, it's the biggest sense of foe.
Yeah. It's almost not even a foe, it's like a super foe.
Super foe, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Super foe.
Coming up on Mike Webley for biggest foe of the show.
Ooh.
What a...
We'll get to that next week. 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
4 weeks.
Yes.
Whenever our last show is, we'll hand out a different awards. Should we do a report? Or should we get to some question and answers, Mark?
Willie's World underscore 2, right, Trey?
Yep.
We could do questions and answers.
Let's do some questions and answers.
I didn't prepare any questions, though.
I got a question for you.
I'll answer them, though.
Are you still in... PP207.
Yes, I am.
Nice.
See you there today.
Did you pass the midterm?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Ah, now I feel like an idiot.
Did you fail it?
Yeah. By 1 mark.
Oh, but that's the thing. It's only 25%, right?
Yeah.
25 marks, not even percent, like marks.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like...
I talked to her. She said it's all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to say it.
How'd
well
you do?
On it. I'm not gonna do it.
Come on. I just told the world, the whole world, I failed.
I'm not gonna disclose any marks.
Come on, Marcus. Did you pass greater than 2 marks?
What do you mean?
Did you pass with greater than 2 marks over?
Yeah, like out of.
Like 25, halfway is 12 and a half. Did you get 15 and a half?
Yes.
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 16.
No, I'm not doing this.
Those are my that was my question.
You only got 1.
What? Yeah. Well, that was one of them, and you didn't really answer it, which is brutal. All right, in the news today. The Buick Regal is named best vehicle in class for idling outside an off-track betting parlor. So if you don't know what the Buick Regal is, it's an old school car, very gritty.
Yep, gritty car, beautiful car though.
Yeah, 2 doors. Typically, it has your cut back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a car that someone definitely smokes in.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely, you open the door and it reeks of cigarettes.
I had an experience the other day with a smoker who, well, I didn't know them personally. This was on the bus, but.
Mm-hmm.
they smoked, but then they also thought that to cover up the smoke, they should douse themselves in cologne. And I can tell you firsthand, this does not help the situation whatsoever. It is a concoction of just pure tar and whatever else is in the cologne, and it's gross. It makes it a lot worse for everyone around me. I would rather just smell the smoke. The leftover smoke smell.
Yeah, rather than...
When you mix it together, it doesn't come up on the positive side of the smell spectrum.
Don't sign up for it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so this Buick Regal, it's parked in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Mark, you know that word? I don't want to stumble on it.
Edging
out the Chevy Malibu for the third year in a row, the Buick Regal topped Car and Driver's annual list for best mid-size sedans for idling outside an off-track betting parlor.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that the gentleman in this car, or lady,
could be a lady,
doesn't matter what though, they have a tight tuck. They are tucked in to their jeans.
Yeah.
And you know that they have a nice light pair of Denver Hayes on, and their shirts are tucked in.
No matter if it's a man or a woman.
Brown belt, polo collared shirt, gold chain.
Gold chain.
Probably
wow.
slicked back or
yeah.
combed back hair. For sure.
For sure.
100%.
And they're betting on something.
Yeah, they're at the track.
They're looking for some money.
When you just need to pop your head inside the off-track betting site to see how your ponies are running, the Buick Regal outperforms the competition across the board. Quoted by Car and Driver's editor, Eddie Elterman. Nothing that the car's heated seats were idle for anyone who wanted to lay down for a quick $50 trifecta. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
That's probably a betting term.
Yeah, trifecta, yeah.
Yeah. So, the Buick Regal is a car that you want to get to if you want to get into betting. Mark, you got into betting. Why don't you buy a Buick Regal?
That was one time, Troy, first of all. And second
You're
of all...
You're a big-time bet man.
Didn't win enough on the bet to buy a Buick Regal.
No.
I probably would.
Should we look up how much Buick Regals cost?
Yeah. Let's look it up. All right. See if there's any kicking around on Kijiji, maybe. Buick. Buick.
Oh, they came back.
2017.
Whoa. Oh.
Well, that looks a little different.
That's a way different car. Well.
Well, those aren't there either.
We're not going to find
out. I'm starting to think that the onion's lying to us.
1977 Buick Regal.
$10,000.
Wow. They probably did some work. It's probably one of them cars you buy and do work for.
Yeah.
Do work with.
Exactly.
That's all right, though. So that was the report brought to you by the Onion. It's real news. So if you see a Buick Regal, if you go to an off-site betting track, there's one located on Weaver Street, in Kitchener.
Yeah.
You can see a Buick Regal.
Probably a few of them.
Probably a bunch of them.
And if you drive by, you get the aroma of tobacco.
Yeah. And probably rum and cokes are being served.
Yeah.
Big
For
time.
Sure.
Big time rum and cokes.
Yeah. A couple gin and tonics, maybe?
No.
No? None?
Rye and soda.
Starting to sound like you've been there.
Well, I love to bet on horses.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're a pony guy,
Big time pony guy. You ever been to the track?
Never been.
Oh, man, you should go this summer.
Yeah?
It's a blast. It's exciting.
We could go together.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
Should we, keep going with friend or foe since we did the weather?
Yeah, let's friend or foe it up.
Okay. Going to the movies.
Foe, unless it's Tuesday.
Yeah, true. Okay, I can get on board.
So Tuesday's a cheap night here in Waterloo Region.
Everywhere, I think.
Maybe everywhere. But going to the movies just doesn't entice me anymore. And I don't know if it's an age thing, where like when you're super young, it's like something fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're older, it's something different and fun to do. But at this point in my life, movies are a tough go.
You're not a movie guy.
Not a movie guy. But I did have a friend tell me, yeah, good guy. I'm pretty sure he's listening right now. He told me he loves the movies as a date.
Yeah.
Because okay. It's a good way to break the ice, but you don't have to do that much talking or like...
Very true.
Or anything, because you're watching the movie, right?
You have a great excuse not to talk.
Basically.
If you don't have anything to talk about, you could be awkward that date.
And that's what he said. He said, I love it. It's a great first date for me.
Yeah.
There's a little small chat before,
mm-hmm.
not too much.
You already know what you're talking about after. Hey, how'd you like the
movie? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
He said, you got a built-in conversation after it's done.
Wow. Never thought of it like that.
Movie. Friend for first dates.
And on Tuesdays.
I took my girlfriend there on one of our first dates.
You only get one first date, right?
No, we had a couple. Pretty sure we had a couple.
We had a couple first dates.
We had a couple first
dates. Let's try that again.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't.
Technically speaking. I was going to say something else. I forget what I was going to say. Friend or foe getting food at the movie while you're on a date.
Ooh, like snacks?
Yeah.
Mm, big time.
Friend?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think, yeah. Why else go to the movies if you're not going to get movie popcorn?
No, I know. Very true. But, like, can't go there and, like, kill a large bag of popcorn by yourself, probably.
Why, are you going by yourself?
No, but I don't like to share that much.
Well, you're on a date.
Yeah.
Maybe you should share.
Maybe I should change who I am.
Don't change who you are, Mark. People love you.
I'm a friends guy.
Yeah. But I would definitely say that crushing a bag of popcorn, why not?
Yeah.
You're okay. At the movies. Let loose.
Fair enough.
Let loose. Netflix. We've talked about this before, and I want to get your thoughts on it now, a couple months later. I haven't really been watching that much Netflix lately.
Okay.
I don't really think there's anything on there anymore.
They actually just uploaded a bunch of new movies.
Perfect.
The other day. Yeah. I watched a couple already.
That's perfect, because now Netflix is now in the friend column. What kind of movies?
Actually, they
did message me saying that like they put a movie up that I might like. It's like, Troy, you might like this movie. We just added it.
You remember what movie it was?
I'm going to look it up right now.
I watched The Fighter, Mark Wahlberg.
Nice.
He takes a girl on a first date to a movie.
The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg.
And Christian Bale from Boston. They're like,
his brother used to be a good boxer but got into drugs and then... Yeah. Mark Wahlberg does like a comeback kind of thing to make money for his family.
Yeah.
His dad's a jerk.
No, his mom.
His mom's the jerk?
Yeah, his mom's a jerk. Mm. Dad's a good guy. Good guy, dad.
good dad guy.
Good dad guy.
Good dad bot.
That too.
Yeah.
He takes a girl on the first date to the movies, falls asleep though in the movie.
See? Perfect. She probably didn't even notice.
No, she was pretty mad at him. But they ended up together.
Hey, he was trained. He was probably tired.
Mm-hmm.
Probably exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So the movie that Netflix told me that I should watch is Get Him to the Greek.
Nice. Great movie.
Yeah?
Actually, no, can't tell you.
No, tell me.
No, I can't.
Come on, Mark, tell me. What were you going to say? The people probably are waiting and dying to hear about it.
All right, it's kind of cool. So on vacation, on reading week.
Oh, you went on vacation for reading week, eh, Mark?
Yeah.
Was there sunshine?
There was some sun, yeah.
Nice.
I went to San Diego and L.A. for a night. And
Los Angeles, for those
yes.
of you who aren't aware of the short forms.
Exactly. And we were driving up to, it's called the Griffith Observatory, where you go up and it like overlooks the L.A., like, skyline or whatever, because LA is basically like in a bowl, right, where the hills are.
Yep.
And then you see like the Hollywood sign or whatever too. So actually on the way driving up, you have to drive up the hill.
There's a hill?
There's a few hills, yep. And you end up driving up the right beside the Greek theater.
Yeah, it's a theater, isn't it?
Yeah. So Get Him to the Greek is like his 50th. Not 50th, because it's not that old. Like, 20th, maybe, anniversary of...
Are you spoiling the movie for me?
No, I can tell you.
Oh, okay.
It's like, all the snow or whatever did, like, a 20th anniversary show at the Greek Theater. So that's where it is.
Footer.
Shout out Footer and Campy. Thanks for the support, guys. Corey's a little upset, I could tell on his face. Footer, miss you, man. Hope you're keeping the streets safe. Hope I never run into you while you're on duty. Cheers.
And I hope I do. I can give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah, true.
Jerks.
Campy, love you too, man. Been too long.
Jerks.
And hey, if you guys got an opinion on Friend or Foe, hit us up. Movies, Netflix.
Trophies. Friend or Foe?
Friend, because, like, good acknowledgement. You know, like, you like being acknowledged.
Mark, when have you ever been acknowledged in your life?
Yeah,
actually, didn't you win, like, a rookie or goaltending award one year?
That'd be good.
Man, you're sick.
That's fine.
Was that in junior hockey?
Yeah.
Wow, he played junior hockey?
Yeah, for a bit.
Nice. Continue.
Yeah, trophies. Good good for acknowledgement, obviously. But then, like, what do you do with them after?
Ah, that's why I put it down here.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, so thanks for the trophy.
Yeah.
They're sitting in a box under my bed.
I have no room for these.
No.
Collecting dust.
Yeah, like, maybe. Like, I guess if you're, like, older and they hand out awards, like, you might have an office to keep it in. Like, if you're working and they hand out, like, a top salesman award.
Yeah, that's cool.
Who I think everybody's, if they're a salesman, is one of the top salesmen. I don't think you cannot be a salesman without being a top salesman.
Unless you're a bottom salesman.
No, I honestly think everybody is a top salesman when they're a salesman.
You think?
Why not? But, yeah, what do you do with them? Where do you put them?
Also, like,
how do you keep them clean?
When you were a little kid and you won, like, a hockey tournament or something, you feel, like, pretty pimp walking out of there with your trophy. And then, like, the whole ride home, say you're in, like, Ottawa, you gotta ride home with this trophy in your lap, or at your feet.
We always got, like, a medal, a dinky medal, and then, like, a little plaque trophy.
Yeah, true.
I never got, like, a, like, one of the trophies where you see the Browns guy standing.
Really?
I can't recall.
Oh, man, you missed out.
Maybe I just wasn't good enough.
Maybe you think everyone else got them?
Yeah, everybody else got one.
Except for you.
And they saw this little dweeby kid.
With a plaque. Said,
no, we're not giving. This guy gets a plaque. He'll just drop the trophy and break it. We're giving him a plaque. You can't break a plaque.
Well, you could if you.
So, Friend or Foe, this line that I heard in a music rap song. I could have gone to school to be a doctor, but I dropped out to be a baller. Friend or Foe?
Friend, if it's true, because I like lines that are true.
Yeah, so a gentleman, I was on YouTube last night, and a song came up, and I listened to it, and the gentleman on the screen said, I could have gone to school to be a doctor, but I dropped out to be a baller.
Do you think he actually could have been a doctor?
I don't know.
See, the thing is, he probably could have gone to school to be a doctor.
Yes.
So maybe that part is true.
Yes.
We don't know. But it sounds like...
So, like, I could say, hey, I could have gone to school to be a doctor, but I decided just to...
Be a radio host.
To just, you know, go to Laurier for a communications degree and stuff.
Yeah.
I could still go to medical school. All you need is a BA.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, though.
Might need to be in science. I don't know about that part, but I know you need a BA.
Fair enough. That line for me...
Maybe I'm getting teacher's college confused with... Nah, anyways.
Not important.
What do you think? Friend or foe of that line?
If you're listening to the show and you know what you need to go...
His grammar was wrong, too. It should have said, I could have gone, but he said, I could have.
Yeah, you're right. Unless, like, he said, could have, you could hear that as could have.
Mm.
Which I think is why most people say could have.
Maybe he did say could have.
Could have.
Could have.
I don't know.
Could have.
What song was it?
Raymond Summons, you know those guys? The... R-A-H and then, like, S-O-H-O-M-M-A-A-D.
No.
The rappers, the young guy, the young kids who, like, sang, oh, man.
Like, Race Nerd or whatever?
Yeah. They're, like, the young, they're, like, the 17-year-old rappers. Or they look 17.
Okay.
And there's, like, two of them.
Well,
it's a song called Swang.
Sounds like he could
the song's
still
called
go
Swang.
To school to be a doctor.
Swang.
17. How old were you when you're 17?
See? Swang.
Oh, yeah, Ray. Schremerd.
Yeah, wait, Ray Schremerd.
Ray, if you're listening, let us know if you said could have.
I don't know. I'll just look it up.
Could have.
Look, I could have went to school to be a doctor, but I dropped out and chose to be a baller. Switching lanes, spitting game in my new drop. Still on paper chase. That don't ever stop. So he's still trying to get that money.
Yeah.
Trying to get that paper. Trying to get that paper, Randy.
What? Do you think he'd make more money as a...
I wonder if this music's... We should do this as a lyrical breakdown. I wonder if it swears.
Oh, yeah. I saw a couple swear words in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, all four. Right. Caught 6, 7, 8.
All right. Rock on. So, yeah, that's...
But, like, 17 years old, could he not still go to be a doctor?
I mean, I guess anything's possible if you set your mind to it. Even at 20 years old, you could still go to be a doctor. 30, you could still go back and try and be a doctor.
Yeah. So, Ray, man, come on.
So, people, follow your dreams. I think that's really the moral of Raymond Sum's story. Is, hey, follow your dreams. It's never too late.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Don't count your eggs before they hatch.
That too.
The chickens. Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
I often like to think that the egg came first.
Me too.
And that, like, the bacteria inside the egg grew a chicken. But it's hard to see how evolution really happened.
Yeah, we weren't there, so we don't know.
Yeah, like...
We're the wrong guys to ask.
Yeah. Or some... Honestly, it's a weird thing. Chickens have feathers, though.
They do. And wings. And when you bred the wings...
Oh.
Those are good.
Chicken wings.
Yeah.
I had a recent bad streak of chicken wings over the last month. I had to cut out my diet completely 360, but I had a really bad string where, like, once... At least, or twice a week, I would go get wings.
Really?
Yeah.
They're good, though.
And I put on some weight.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's a perfect segment into our next friend or foe.
Yep.
Dieting for the beach season.
That's why I did it.
To diet? Or that's why you're dieting?
That's why I'm dieting.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Beach season's coming up, folks.
Coming up quick.
12-week warning to June. Just so you know, you got 12 weeks to June.
Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
You got all of March, April, and May.
Oh, really? And how many weeks are in each of those 3 months?
Oh, you said 12. Sorry, I thought you said 8. My bad.
This guy's...
12-week warning till June! Oh, my God!
Thanks,
holy
Mark.
Smokes.
12-week warning till June, folks. So, hey, if you're not getting to the gym as much as you want to, it might be time to reinvent yourself. Reinvest in your body.
All we are is a ball of clay.
Yes. Is that true? We're just a ball of clay?
Yep, nothing else.
What about a balaclava?
What is that?
I don't know. Ooh, we got to send a birthday shout out
to
Bronwyn Stevens.
One of our friends of the show.
Yeah, big time friend of the show.
One of our best friends of the show.
Might be up for an award later this year.
Yep,
we'll see.
Keep it up.
We'll see. It's a heavy competition. There's lots of fans.
Lots of fans.
But happy birthday.
How old she turn?
I don't know. 24.
24.
Would be my guess.
Great year. Great number.
24.
24.
Like
the TV show.
Yeah. Like the
TV show? 24.
Oh! I thought you were saying like the TV show that's turning 24.
Oh, no.
What TV show is that old? Maybe The Simpsons.
Probably.
Might be close.
I'm sure it is.
Should, should we do a lyrical breakdown?
Yeah. Do you want to break down this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This I can actually rap this whole song.
Yeah, I could too, honestly.
Yeah, you're
so we're gonna do Bedrock.
Why? We gotta tell the people why though.
By the whole Young Money crew.
Yeah.
I already blew it, so I might as well tell.
Why are we doing this song?
So when we were in LA, also more LA stories.
I wasn't. I don't.
No, Troy wasn't. But we went to...
Don't include me in this. I want to be a part of this.
We went to a hotel called the W, where there's a lobby bar and a rooftop bar. I guess famous place.
Very famous.
And Drake actually raps a, what do they call it, a bar? Is that what the kids call it? A bar in the song, saying, I'm staying at the W, but you can't catch me in the lobby. So I thought that was cool because we were in the lobby. But we actually didn't see Drake. So he was right about that. Couldn't catch him in the lobby, but he was somewhere there.
Yeah.
At that time where he wrote the song.
Yeah. So this is Young Money's Bedrock.
Bedrock. And we're going to break down the lyrics.
We're going to break down Bedrock's lyrics.
A lot of lyrics because it's a rap song. Probably the most lyrics we've ever done.
Yes. And lots of different rappers and verses.
Yes.
This is going to be fun.
I'm going
to
enjoy this.
I actually used to really like this song.
Oh, great
I might
song.
Even still like it.
You do. I think you do. You're going to hear it in those headphones of yours.
Yeah.
You're going to really like it. So, let's hit it. Young Money, Bedrock.
Should we comment over top?
Probably not. Okay, trip number one.
I can make a bedrock, girl. I can make a bedrock. Katie, I can rap if I want to, okay? I just choose not to do it effectively in front of other people. So take that. I can make it feel well, girl. Mark, how did we play music before? I want to play music.
Hmm?
How come we can't listen to music?
Like
Facebook Live fans are losing music. No, but I love your new jacket.
You don't like my new shoes, though?
No.
Okay.
I like how you coordinated all black and white.
I like my new jacket, too. Thanks, Katie and Troy.
No, I like your jacket more than your shoes.
No, I do, too, actually, but I don't mind the shoes. I like the
well,
shoes
I don't mind the shoes. What are those, girl size 9?
Guy size 10, actually, Troy. Thanks.
Love it.
Love it. Thanks. Can't wait to do our blog today.
Start writing it now. Just copy and paste our show up. You can hear the... Mark, you can listen to the music and hear yourself.
Thanks for showing interest.
You can hear us talk through the headphones now.
Did you say that?
Did I say that?
Well, you said that it's loud.
But when we talk, you can hear it in the headphones. Like, I can hear you when you're talking through the headphones.
Yeah, you talk kind of quiet when you're...
When I hear
you have the headphones on. Let loose.
I can make a man. Nice. Mark, you're getting beeped. Getting lit up.
Might just leave.
No, don't. We should get the lyrics out. We should start looking at the lyrics. Tyga. This is live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Ooh, Kane is in the building.
So,
who's Kane?
It's that other word.
Who's Kane? Let's find out.
Kane Beats. Katie, what do they say about small feet? Never heard that one before.
Small shoes.
She ain't got a man, but she ain't alone.
how auto-tuned is Lil Wayne's voice in this song? How auto-tuned is everyone's voice in this song?
Yeah, pretty much. Except for our boy Drizzy.
So that was Young Money's Bedrock. The whole Young Money team, including our boy Kane.
And he's in the building.
Yeah, he was Kane Beats. It was his beat, and so he used his tag to let everyone know he was there.
Like our boy DJ Khaled, Call of Fame.
Yep.
Remember.
So the first lyric of the song, Lil Wayne, verse one. She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson, bad.
You can see what it says over there?
Yeah, read it.
The phrase Michael Jackson bad is a white guy thing to say. I'm bad, baby. And I mean Michael Jackson bad.
Yeah, so Lil Wayne's chirping. Yeah. What? I don't know.
What a weird thing to say.
She's a good girl. This girl is bad, only in the Jacksonese sense of the term, meaning good.
Jacksonian.
So she's Michael Jackson good.
Technically.
So he was a legend. He was a guy that people look to really
fire them up.
Musically speaking.
Yeah. He was also a little shady of a guy though.
Allegedly. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. Although Lil Wayne is primarily he finds oh, that's a great song to break down, Mark. Good call.
Come on.
Well,
he's a cat lover.
Mark, watch your mouth. And are we murderers because we killed Tom? I knock her lights out and she still shines.
How?
Well, let's dig a little deeper. Basically, this whole verse is Lil Wayne bragging about his sex life and his prowess in the bedroom.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So if you want to read some interesting stuff, head over to lyricgenius.com and search up Bedrock, and it'll let you know a little bit more. I hate to see you go, but I love to watch her leave.
Yeah, it's a good line.
John Travolta used that in the film Face Off.
Yeah.
A very, very good film.
Johnny T, one of the best.
Great hair.
Great hair, yeah.
And he flies planes.
Does he?
I think so. I'm sure he has. But I keep her running back and forth, soccer team.
Cold as a winter's day. Hot as a summer's eve.
Young money thieves steal your heart and leave.
Or love, either one.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
I like this guy's verse.
Gouda Gouda?
Yeah. I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm not Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kinds of space. I'll let you be the judge, and I'm the case.
And I'm the case.
Yes. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
I'm gooda gooda.
just because no one really knows.
Who's gooda gooda? Well, gooda gooda's doing that too. He didn't choose himself. The audacity of fire. Okay, well, I don't
know. I'm gooda gooda. I put her under. I see me with her. No Stevie Wonder.
Now, why does he see her with her, unlike Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder is blind.
Yes. So far, the lyrics are actually tremendously intertwined and deep.
Yeah, not bad.
And rich in meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why he says, and I got her grocery bag, though.
What do you mean? He's got her in the bag. Like, it's her. She's all his.
Right.
Like he's taking her home like a grocery bag. Lloyd. Lloyd Banks, I believe.
Is it?
I believe it's Lloyd Banks. Yeah, that's Lloyd Banks. For sure. Isn't it Lloyd Banks?
I don't know, man. I got no idea who Lloyd Banks is. Isn't Lloyd Banks
50 Cent?
Yeah.
He's in the crew. He's in 50's crew. But I'm pretty sure 50's part of Young Money. Not part of it, but like they're all...
I don't know. I'm not in the game.
It's all big collusion. The Game is also part of that. Good point, Mark. Way to bring that up. So, Lloyd, whoever this is, oh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue, baby, right?
Yep. Want to spend it all on you, baby.
My room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bedrock.
And there's our first time here in bedrock.
Boom.
So he gets the chorus.
Yeah.
Lloyd gets the chorus.
No, he gets the hook.
No, well, mine says chorus. I don't know.
It's the hook.
I don't know. Mine says
chorus. I don't think there is a chorus. I think it's the hook.
Yeah, but he does it again.
Hook. That's the hook.
Chorus. Same thing.
Whatever. So this guy apparently is it's an old-time person. Doesn't believe in technology. Because he's a Flintstone character.
Yeah. Well, he wants you to call him Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, it's like his bedroom nickname.
Well, that's not to be bedroom, Troy.
Well, but he can make your bed rock.
Yeah, but...
You can't make a bed rock without being in a bedroom.
What if you're moving...
There's somewhere? A good question that we should really get to. If you put a bed in a room, does it, no matter what, become a bedroom?
Yeah.
No matter what?
For me, yeah.
So if you put that in your living room,
yes,
that is no longer a living room, it's a bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, it can be, like, say you put it in the kitchen's still going to be a kitchen, but then you have a kitchen in your bedroom.
Or would you have a bedroom in your kitchen?
Both, yep, intertwined.
That's pretty, this is the deep stuff mm-hmm. that I think people really come to appreciate and love with our show.
Our 33 followers.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, Nicki Minaj, the legendary woman herself. Okay, I get it. Let me think. I guess it's my turn. Maybe Steve, it's time to put this cat on your sideburns.
Steve wants to know what your bedroom nickname is, right?
My bedroom nicknames. I think it's Satisfactory. Mr. Satisfactory. I think that's what it is. I've been told a lot that was Satisfactory. Thank you. So I think that's what it would be. If you want to come up with one for me, Steve, go ahead.
Yep.
But besides that, I don't know. Mark, do you have a bedroom nickname?
No, I don't.
I also like to call my bedroom's nickname
mm-hmm.
is the laundry hamper. Because I throw my clothes everywhere.
Yeah. Amen, man. Amen.
Amen. So, Nicki Minaj. He say I'm bad. He probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. Pursuing aggressively.
Yeah.
Is pressing me.
Mine has a little laugh there, too. She laughs at me.
She does. She does. I'm so pretty, like, be on my pedal bike. Ooh, she rhymed in one line.
Nice. The old AAB.
Oh. Yeah. She sounds so girl and innocent in this line, too. It's just wonderful.
I'm so pretty, like, be on my pedal bike. Be on my low starch. Be on my egg white.
See, Nicki knows. She's getting ready for beach season.
Yep.
Egg whites have a lot of protein and would really give you a lot of energy to be riding your pedal bike. So that's another good thing. Are you reading this? Nicki does not eat carbohydrates, especially starches, and only eats the whites of eggs. That's why she is sexy. Drake, our boy Drizzy from the Six, from Toronto. Ooh, Steve's got a good nickname for me. Shaken, not stirred.
Nice.
Steve, well done.
Kind of like the... No, never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not ready.
All right. Drake, I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi.
I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby.
Yep, that's what I thought. Yep. Sushi roll, folks. He loves it. Hotter than wasabi. Bare Naked Ladies. Ones. Ooh.
No,
another Canadian band.
Can't just skip that. Oh, what? Hotter than wasabi?
Yeah, look. The phrase hotter than wasabi was coined by the Bare Naked Ladies. Canadian. But wasabi isn't really hot now, is it? It's different. It flies through your nose. Interesting.
It doesn't even make sense.
No. Drake... You sucked on this one, buddy. That was a bad line. Mark didn't like
the next one, though.
Yeah.
I'm at the W, but you can't catch me in the... But I can't meet
in
the lobby.
I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby.
I already said that one.
Oh. Okay, go.
I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my back, because I'm not just anybody.
So you were in the W. Were you watching your back? Because you're not just anybody either, Mark.
I watch my front only. Front.
You only watch your front?
Sometimes I get turned around.
Everybody gets turned around every once in a while.
W, weird vibe. We had to sneak in there because we didn't have a room key, obviously.
You had to sneak in?
Yeah, you can't just...
A lot of hotels you
can... Not just anybody can be
in. Pretty sure a lot of hotels you can just walk in.
It's a W.
Oh, so the front door had like a guard.
Not a guard, but a like a key thing.
How did you get in?
Just loiter.
And then waited till someone else got in and just snuck in behind
them? Just walked in behind them, yes.
That's so like grade 9. Sneaking into
felt like
the
it,
movies
sure.
or something.
Yeah, felt like it. But we were excited.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I see him standing in line just to get beside her. I let her see the ass and Martin.
Yep.
And I let the rest surprise
her. Yeah, because apparently Drake's a baller. He's big, rich, famous guy who can't be seen and has a car. But he's going to let the rest surprise her because he's got so many more tricks up his sleeve.
Screw you, Drake.
Ooh, that's when we disappear. You need GPS to find her.
Oh, that was your girl? I thought I recognized her. Ooh, baby.
Back to the hook.
Yep, Lloyd.
Now we're up to verse 5. Tyga.
Wow.
She liked tanning. I liked staying in. She liked romancing. I like rolling with friends. Contradictory right there. Sorry, Tyga. You like staying in, but you also like... Is that Tiger?
Sorry, Tiger.
Did I just butcher a word? Yeah, I like staying in. He says he likes staying in, and then he says rolling with friends.
Yeah, you can't be both.
Can you roll with friends and stay in? I don't know. She said I'm caged in. I think her conscience is. She like watching that oxygen. I'm watching ESPN.
Who's the boy is that he's rolling with?
Yeah. But when that show ends, she all over my skin. Lotion.
Mm.
Wow. Slow motions. Roller coaster. Like back and forth, hold it.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
She poses like it's for posters. I poke like I'm supposed to. Wow.
Better click on that one.
Yep. Oh, flexibility. So when they're together, she tends to show off her body. And if she's getting paid to be on billboards... And Tiger eventually gets to be with her, like any man should, allegedly, according to Tiger. I'm too loyal and too focused to be losing and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it, said, "Your words get me open."
So what?
Closed it.
Where your closes.
I'm only loving for the moment.
Wow, that was a big verse.
Man, Tiger killed. Ooh, Jay Mills. Verse 6.
Your boy.
Jay Mills. One of my favorite guys of all time in the Young Money. Jay Mills.
Well, hit it then.
She ain't got no man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it, how I call it. Yeah, look how she walk. She knows she bad. Do your thing, baby. I ain't even mad.
My thing. Bang.
And I ain't leaving fast. I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris. I'ma take it down.
Ooh, babe.
Why does he say hold your head, Chris?
Who's Chris?
Chris Brown.
Is he in this?
Of Young Money.
He's not rapping, though.
Is he?
No.
Huh?
Maybe he's just in the video.
So that was Bedrock.
He's in the Young Money house.
That was Bedrock by Young Money. Our longest lyrical breakdown of all time.
Yep. That one's already taken home an award.
Because quite frankly.
Yeah.
Pure lyrical genius.
Yeah. Great job, Young Money. We love you here at Williams & Williams.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think there's room for the whole crew and... in the studio.
The weird thing, though, is they're starting to become old money. Yeah?
Yeah.
As time goes on.
Some may even argue the money part.
No, I think they all still have money.
Yeah, but...
Little Wayne, money?
You
Drake.
Know, like, that's money. Their money?
Drake? Money.
Drake, yeah.
Nicki Minaj? Money.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, if he came up with an album, probably money.
Probably would be.
Now, as for Gooda Gooda, I don't know. Tyga?
What about your boy Jay?
Oh, Jay Mills.
Yeah.
He's coins.
Coins?
He's coins in the bank.
Some kind of currency.
Yeah. He's coins in the bank.
While we're applauding, why don't we applaud our athletes of the week?
Yes! Yes, athletes of the week here at Laurier. A lot of the sports are winding down, but there's still some in action, so we still have some athletes of the week to get to.
Yep.
And these two people.
Can't say enough about that.
Well, we can. We're not going to.
We're not going to say everything, though.
No, because we want to leave a little bit for you guys to go discover on your own. And frankly, what I think about these athletes of the week is that they're both respected individuals academically.
Mm-hmm.
Respected individuals in their respective sports.
Yep.
And they're just friendly people. I met them both, actually, this week at Laurier Athletic Center.
Yeah.
Shook their hands, congratulated them. They asked me how I was doing. They don't even know. Just said, how are you? What do you do? And I talked to them. And just great stand-up citizens in the community.
The other thing we know about them is that they're athletes.
For this week. They're the athletes of the week.
Yeah, but they're athletes for the year, I think.
Mm, for the respective seasons. But does athletics really stop once the season's over? Athletics is a full-time job, in my opinion. And these people not only are athletes for this week, but for the year.
For the whole year.
I wouldn't give them the Athlete of the Year award.
No, neither of them.
Maybe. Although, we'll wait and see. They could win it, potentially.
You never know, really.
Yeah. But as of for now,
we'll keep it at the week.
Congratulations. You guys are the athletes of the week.
Both of you. Way to go.
Yeah.
Big League Banter?
Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song.
All right. What do you think? Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That was my...
Not even a question.
Are you sure?
I think so.
All right.
Great. Great song.
Great tunage. Suicidal. To beautiful girl. No, 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 no. Suicidal. Remember all these beautiful girls. We gotta get to some awards, man.
Mm-hmm.
I have it down there.
No, you go.
Last forever. Beautiful girls. I only want to know. Hey, this guy.
Who's in?
What?
Who's in?
Oh, we're supporting him. Is that what you want? Or you want worst actor?
Supporting. That's not to be like a legit. Thank you.
Or are these of all time?
All time.
I don't know. That was bad, yeah.
What I was in?
I don't know. Do you want to just go with this?
Let's do
Yeah. Isn't he a lead? He's the lead.
Yeah, but like, he could be a...
Hmm? So that was, our boy Sean Kingston, friend of the show, big time friend of the show. Nice. Big time friend of the show, Sean Kingston. And this is Williams in the Morning on Radio Laurier. You can catch out Radio Laurier on any social media platform, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, Vine. Am I forgetting any? Twitch.
Twitch, yep. No, you got them all now.
At Radio Laurier. They're all at Radio Laurier. For us, you can check us out on Instagram, at WillysWorld_2. New photos every week.
Please check us out.
Yeah, we need some friends. We need some likes. We need some followers. Check us out on Twitter, at WillysWorld_2.
Yep. Or WillDog2G30.
Yep.
Two G's. One L. Two L's. Two G's.
30.
1-3.
So let's get to some awards here. So the Oscars happened this week.
Did you actually?
We'll do that last, though.
Yeah.
And we'll. So the Oscars happened last week. I did watch some of it. Is that what you're going to say?
Yep.
I did watch some of it. I didn't really. Well, it was kind of in the background. I was in the background. So yeah. Good times. But we're going to hand out our own awards. What we think all time should win these awards.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So yeah. We're going to start with best costume design.
Want me to just hit it?
Yeah, hit it.
All right, so best costume design. This one's pretty obvious. One in a landslide. Halloween 3. Have you ever seen Halloween 3? You know, the love story about Michael Myers and his long-lost sister, where he comes back and all he wants to do is talk to her. But she's scared of him because of the great costume design that was given to him with a mask.
Yep.
You can't see his face. He looks pretty creepy in it. So she thinks, wow, this guy's trying to hurt me. I don't know who he is. Meanwhile, it's her brother who just tracked her down to try to talk to her.
Yeah. But the costume was so well designed, mm-hmm. She had no idea.
One of the great misunderstood movies in history.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween 3. The other two, he's trying to kill her. 3, he's just trying to talk to her.
But she doesn't know this because he looks scary because of how great the costume was.
Exactly.
So that movie brings me back to a little bit to my youth. Always liked Halloween.
Great time of year.
Always
the
like...
The leaves are falling. Always... Changing colors.
Always was scared of Mr. Michael Myers.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
You know what I never liked about his name, though? It reminds me too much of the great Canadian Mike Myers.
Yes. You can't have the same name. They're way different. Polar opposites.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to be scared of that Michael Myers, and then it's hard to think the other Michael Myers is funny. You know? Next up, we got best makeup and hairstyle. Now, Let's remind people, these are all-time movies.
All-time.
So they could be anyone.
It is anyone. So this best makeup and hairstyling goes to the late and great gentleman, Robin Williams. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
One of the greats. I loved his movies. He's a terrifically funny guy. If you've never seen his stand-up routine about golf, it's amazing. Hilarious. Anyways, for this award, best makeup and hairstyling, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yep. Great movie.
One of the best.
Literally can't tell he's a man.
No. He actually pulls off, because of the hair and makeup,
yeah,
styling,
mm-hmm,
pulls off the older lady look quite well.
Yeah.
Quite well.
I think you would be good in that role.
Yeah, probably. Why not?
I mean, with a team of hair and makeup stylists.
As good as the ones on
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Could make you a very good-looking woman, Troy.
You could make me a good-looking anything with that kind of,
yeah, fair enough,
styling.
Best supporting actor?
So before we get to this, I want to, okay, let's talk a little bit about the history of the American Awards, the Academy Awards, okay, for film. So the trophy, as we have seen it, is obviously the silhouette or the image of a person standing with their hands over their chest.
Yep.
In a gold silhouette statue style. So this is determined to be Emilio Estevez from Mr. Deeds.
Really?
So they redesigned the trophy after this gentleman played the role in Mr. Deeds. So they redesigned it for him. So now this modern version, it's a lot more sleek and slender than the old version. If you go back, they have ones that are a lot thicker and,
mm-hmm,
more, they're a different human.
I mean, they don't, back so, then they didn't have any problems with body image or,
yeah,
the media.
Yeah.
But now you got to slim it down a little.
Other fun facts, the reason that they're nicknamed the Oscars.
Yeah, I was wondering this.
So Betty White's late great husband, Oscar De La Hoya, came to one of the Academy Awards, and when Betty White won, she thanked him and said, "I'm so proud of Oscar for this. I'm so proud I can have Oscar." And she kept using his name, Oscar, 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 over and over in the speech, that everybody thought it was kind of funny. So they renamed it the Oscars, because she made it all about Oscar, her late great husband.
Late great.
And because of that, boom, the Oscars were born.
Really?
Exactly. They used to be just the Academy Awards, period. Mm-hmm. Now, they're the Oscars. That's kind of like a subtle shot to Betty White each time.
Yeah. Like, you're pretty close to dying.
Yeah. How about that, though? How is Betty White still alive?
I don't know.
And doing things.
Her heart's still pumping
and
out
blood. And a prominent member of the community.
Is she? You think?
Why not? I always hear about her. Good for her, though. Good for her.
Great for her.
Yeah, good. Great.
Where are we at here? Best Supporting Actor?
Best Supporting Actor.
We already got this movie. Shout out the movie Face Off with our buddy, what's his name?
John Travolta.
Johnny P.
He?
Great hair. Johnny, yeah, P. Travolta. But he didn't win.
No.
Because he was a lead role.
Yeah.
In his movie Face Off with?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage.
One of the best actors of all time, I think.
Well, he's great at showing expression and different emotions.
He's been called the Nickelback of the silver screen.
He's actually very good at changing his tone and how he talks to people while he's acting,
mm-hmm,
for different scenes. Very good at that.
Very good.
Very
good. One of the best.
Well, the best.
You think? This year.
Well, yeah.
In a supporting, sure, role.
Yeah. Well, no, this is all time, remember?
Yeah, but I mean, like,
this
year
he
got recognized for being the best.
Of all time.
Of all time. Yeah, you're right. Of all time. We'll give it to him.
Thank you, thank you. So, Nick Cage, love you. Thanks.
Call in if you're watching. Call in. Or don't.
Yeah, please don't.
We don't want to talk to you.
Should we get to... Well, we don't have any best actors or best actresses or best supporting actors.
You mean actresses?
Actresses.
Women?
Women. Women actors.
What?
Actresses.
What do you mean? Just playing.
So, best actress goes to Kirsten Dunst.
Mm.
For her role. Okay, clap her in. Yeah, clap her in. Kirsten Dunst, she's played a lot of good roles, but this one has really stood out to us. When she played in the show, the movie.
It can't be shows.
No, I know. The movie. When she was in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
One. Two and three.
I actually really liked her in Spider-Man 1.
She played Mary Jane.
Yeah, I had a crush on her.
But I think the whole world fell in love with her.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't compete with Spider-Man.
She is one of, if not the best actresses of all time.
For sure.
And she gets our Best Actress Award for her role in Spider-Man's as Mary Jane Watson.
The Spider-Man.
She was terrific. And it's just an honor to be able to present the award to her today.
Yes, through our microphone.
Yeah, through our microphone.
Of course. Way to go, Kirsten. Not Kristen.
Kirsten.
Kirsten
Dunst.
Best lead actor.
Yeah.
Is Buddy from the Air Bud series. Now, Buddy, as you know, is a dog, so he couldn't be with us today. Also, he needed someone to accept the award on his behalf.
Yes.
I agree.
Brandy Love, best actress in a supporting role.
Supporting role, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, but Buddy from Air Bud.
Yep.
He was in all however many Air Buds there were.
He was an all-pro linebacker.
Wide receiver.
He was an all-state volleyball player.
Yep.
He was an all-European soccer champion.
Yep.
He also... this was the chimp. Never mind. He didn't play
hockey. He didn't play hockey. He played basketball, though.
Yes.
Very good at basketball. And he loves pudding.
He loves pudding?
Yep. Fun fact, if you watch the movies, you know that he loves pudding.
Troy
clearly didn't watch the
movies. I haven't seen that
Troy
one.
Troy hates dogs.
I've seen Air Bud.
No.
One of them I've seen.
You hate dogs.
In every single Air Bud movie, one of their, like, there's like always something that goes missing. One of the puppies, one dog goes missing in Air Bud every single time.
You gotta get a little drama going.
Yeah.
One of, speaking of the MVP though, my buddy Will Cook and I, shout out Cookie if you're listening, a couple months ago watched MVP.
Most Valuable Primate?
Yeah. Where he plays hockey.
He plays it.
And, like, that movie is pathetic.
Well, yeah. When you're not 12.
Yeah, like, even less than 12, probably.
When you're not 8.
But, like, it was hilarious to see, because...
Was obviously that bad?
Oh, yeah. It's a monkey playing hockey. Like, come on.
Well, Mark, you look like that when you play.
Yeah. He scored a lot of goals, man.
He was the most valuable primate.
Yep. I guess.
Good for him.
Player, primate, same thing, really.
So let's get to Best Picture.
Yep. So Best Picture this year goes to Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Congrats.
That was a really good picture.
Congrats to the folks at Forgetting Sarah. Wait!
Oh. Mark, what's wrong?
There's been a mistake.
What happened?
Sharknado.
Sharknado's the real winner?
You guys won Best Picture.
Oh my god. So wait, the envelope we were just handed is wrong?
Apparently.
They handed us the wrong window envelope?
Yep.
We're sorry for getting Sarah Marshall. Great movie.
Great movie.
But
love you, Jason Segel.
Yeah. Love Jason Segel.
But you didn't win Best Picture. You guys actually weren't even on the ballot.
No, you weren't even a nominee.
Best Picture of all time goes to Sharknado 2.
You know what's actually a better movie than Sharknado?
What?
In my opinion?
What?
the roller coaster movies.
Final Destination.
Final Destination.
Oh my god. No.
Oh, those, what those what a cheese filled movie. Oh, I love Final Destination.
Kind of scared me though, not gonna lie.
Ah, well, it scared a lot of people. It a lot of people thought it was their final destination.
Yep. Like if you saw the movie, you're done.
Yeah.
But hey, we're still here.
I didn't watch it. I've actually never seen it. Not a big movie guy. I've been on record. Not a big movie guy.
Yeah, you're right. Sharknado, our best picture. Way to go. We got one more award to get to. This one's very important to us. It's a race, the finish. Really a two-horse race, I might say. The award for second best co-host.
Second best co-host.
Yep.
That's like two double negatives.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a full-time host, you're a co-host. Yeah. You're not the best co-host, you're the second best. Which makes you basically the fourth best host in the room, even though there's only two. Who won it, Mark?
I guess.
I did. I won it.
Troy wins, second best co-host of the year.
Woo! Wow.
How you feeling?
Wow. I can't believe this. Wow. This is an absolutely surreal moment. Where do I start? There's just, oh my God, there's so many people, so many things. Oh man, oh this is just, I'm overwhelmed right now. This, I like to thank, oh man, I don't want to miss anyone here. I don't want to miss, I have to start with, just this person. I've been through so much, thick and thin. Today, where I am today, right now, here, man, I wouldn't be able to be here today. I'm just overwhelmed with emotion. I just can't. This is an amazing moment in my career and life. I don't want to forget anyone. So thank you to everyone out there. If there's anyone I'm forgetting, you know who you are. You're important to me. I'm sorry. But I just, wow, thank you. I don't deserve this, but thank you. They're playing me off right now, but I just, everybody who supported me over the years, thanks. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Wow. Great job, Troy. Way to go. Congrats, buddy. I know you've worked hard for this, second best.
Hey, you can't mail in a show to get first place the way I do.
You can't. You can't. It's not possible.
So we have one last award to get to before the day's done.
Oh.
This award goes to the person who often shows up on time, who follows the rules, and never quits. Our good friend, Jackie Chan! Welcome to the studio, Jackie Chan! How are you today?
I'm good, Troy. You?
Not bad, man. So you were recognized by the Academy Awards as an all-time great. I forget what the awards are actually called, but do you remember what it's called?
Best all-time.
Yeah. You've done a lot. You're really starting to push movies in China now. That's a big market that Hollywood's trying to expand to.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your career path. What your favorite movie was that you worked in. Yeah.
Well, I'd just like to say first, big fan of show.
Thank you, Jackie Chan.
Also, I like to shout out my boy, Tucker.
Yeah, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Yeah, big time.
He big influence in my acting career.
Some would say he was the lead in your movie's Rush Hour.
Well, no, I lead.
You were lead?
He's support.
The best supporting actress, then?
Yeah. So, my favorite movie I work in, Chinese Zodiac.
Which one's that? You're going to have to tell me a little bit about that one there, bud. Never heard of Chinese Zodiac.
2012?
Yeah. Movie? Oh, that's why I went off the grid in 2012.
We had to make movie before World End. But World didn't end, and we were stuck with movie.
Oh, ouch.
Not fun movie to make. Only 38% Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, Jackie, they're playing you off. So thanks for coming in. We're really happy you won the award.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your life.
Won't be long.
Jackie Chan, everybody!
Wow, sounds like he's very pessimistic about the rest of his life.
Well, he made a movie before the world ended that didn't... It flopped, it sounds like.
It flopped, yeah. It says here, got released on the 20th of 2012, of December. So they just squeezed it in right before it was supposed to end.
21st was supposed to be the due date?
Yeah.
The world's due date.
So they said, hey, we'll just make this movie called The Chinese Zodiac. No one's going to watch it. Well, people might watch it for one day. Then everyone dies.
Yeah.
But the last thing they'll remember is The Chinese Zodiac.
They'll remember
and the Zodiac. And then, world didn't end. Everyone lived. Pathetic movie.
I thought it was a great movie.
What can you do? Hey, Will.
So you guys may be wondering why Mark didn't win any awards. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for Mark...
That's what I'm wondering.
He can't win any awards. He wasn't good at anything. As a supporting co-host, no, not good. As first best co-host, no, we're handing that to the squirrels.
Yep, Charlie.
Come by every day. Mm-hmm. And frankly, Mark... You might be getting fired after the show.
Should I laugh? I don't know if I should laugh.
Well, it depends if you think that's funny.
Been worried about that for.
So, Mark, the only award I'm going to give you is the toilet bowl award.
I'll take it.
So, if you want to thank anyone out there that's helped you get to this spot or anything,
I'd like to thank all the fiber in my life.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Give me the toilet bowl award.
The other award that you need to realize that you've won today. Is the Mike Webley Faux Award. Yeah, you won it.
What?
Well, Mike, I talked to him, and he said that he's afraid. He's afraid to do anything anymore because he's going to get on your bad side. And I said, Mike, you got to live your life and not worry about this hater. And he said, you're right, Troy. He's a foe of me now. So, Mark, how does it feel to be on a foe list?
You know what? A friend of mine always said, a foe
of a show. No?
No. A friend of your foe is a foe.
Of your friends.
That means you're a foe to me now. How's that feel?
Me?
Yeah. You're I'm a friend of my foe. Makes you a foe.
Well, you know what they say. Keep your foes close and your friends closer.
Well, we're pretty close right now.
Yeah.
Webbs and I, Webbs in Ottawa now, so we're not that close.
Weekend plans, Mark? What are your weekend plans?
Does this count as weekend today?
Friday night counts the weekend.
Friday night? I don't know. I work tonight, so I don't know if I'm going to do anything Friday night.
Okay, so why did you include it?
I just love talking about my job.
Yeah, what do you do, Mark?
I'm the guy shoveling elephant feces.
Manure.
In the
streets?
The parades.
Where's the parade today?
Right down King Street, actually.
So
straight shot.
Wow.
Right in the baby name.
So if you want to see an elephant and Mark shoveling
and
feces,
yeah,
head to King Street.
King Street tonight. What about you? What do you got going on this weekend?
I got tonight a little work. Little game I gotta work tonight.
Where do you work?
Rim Lions, sorry.
Lions? You work with lions?
I don't work with lions. I work with wolves, actually, tonight. I'm gonna be working with wolves.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna do something fun.
Okay.
After. I don't know. It'll involve a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. Probably go out to the town, check out some local establishments.
Letting loose, eh?
Maybe a little loose.
Taking the week off.
Well, no, because then Saturday, I got a big day planned. Me and the wife got a planned date to the Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond. Frankly, tank.
Yeah.
I'm not actually doing that.
Actually got a nice little Saturday planned.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll have time.
Keep going.
No, I'm good.
All right. So, yeah, Saturday, headed to Kamoka.
Kamoka. The Dragons.
And Sunday, more work. So not an exciting weekend. I take boring weekends. I don't mind that. But doing stuff, making money. And you got to make paper somehow.
Got to make paper like our boy,
Jay Mills.
Jay Mills. Gotta make that paper.
Should we do a little bit of big league banter? I know the folks have been waiting there. And hey, where's the big league banter?
Are we?
I don't know. We don't have to. There's only 7 minutes left. Oh, we should talk about what we learned. We should talk about what we learned.
You got a weapon.
Ooh, our weapon of the week. Yeah, I forgot about my weapon.
Yeah.
All right, Willie's weapon of the week, sponsored by Willie's Willie. Your dog, Willie.
Yeah, my dog, Willie.
He's a wiener dog. Classic. Hilarious joke.
Great joke, actually.
So, my weapon of the week is, I guess one of my weapons of the week could be the gentleman who is a smoker and also douses himself in cologne.
Yeah, that guy sounds like a weapon.
Yeah. My weapon, though, was a teenager in high school who was on the bus with his laptop, and he decided to play music off of his laptop so the public could hear.
Like, no headphones?
No headphones, just a couple touches on the volume, and boom, hearing noise. So I had my headphones in, like a normal person.
Of course.
Listened to a podcast. Couldn't really hear it, so it wasn't really bothering me.
Yeah.
But, like, I could tell that he was, like, rapping to it, doing some dance moves while he was singing.
Okay.
He was really into it.
Yeah.
So an older lady, probably 40 to 50,
mm-hmm.
comes on the bus. And, again, like, I can't really hear it, so it's not bothering me. I don't really care. But I know that he's playing it out loud.
Yeah.
She comes on, and as soon as she gets to the back, there's like steps in the back.
Mm-hmm.
She goes up one step and he's sitting right there. She just turns and looks at him like this. Her face follows him all the way as she sits down. She's still staring at him. And like, I'm watching her now. I can see herself mutter something to her. I don't know what she said, but she muttered something to herself. Probably like, turn the music away. I don't know. Muttered something. Time goes by a little bit. She leans over and goes, "You gotta turn that down. This is ridiculous." And the guy goes, he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb it. I was just trying to listen to it." Turns it down. No problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Just waiting for someone to say something.
I guess. It was hilarious, though. Weapon. Good guy.
Good guy and not afraid to be himself in public.
Exactly.
Weapon.
Which is, that's what weapon status is all about.
Another guy who isn't afraid to be himself in public, my weapon of the week, down in San Diego. So we were right on the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. You went on a trip this Marine Week. I forgot.
I already said it. We were right on the boardwalk, right? So it's the most active place I've ever been. Everyone's running, biking, rollerblading.
Yeah.
Wow, there's one older gentleman who was rollerblading, but not like a traditional rollerblade, like figure skating rollerblading. So he'd be on one leg with his back leg up in the air like this. Just like,
so he was like, "Fly."
Yeah, and then he'd go again, and he'd have these huge, like, sunglass goggles on. So you couldn't see his face, really.
Yeah.
But he just did not care about anything. All he was doing was getting in his morning rollerblade.
Welcome to San Diego.
San Diego.
Welcome to the boardwalk.
Yeah, that's what they say. Welcome to the boardwalk.
Do they?
No.
Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, Mike Webley. Foe.
What did you learn today, Mark?
I learned that Lil Wayne is very high on his performance in some aspects of life.
Yep.
True. I learned that the Oscars got its name from Betty White's late great husband, Oscar. I also learned that I can't go a full show without talking about my vacation station.
Your vacation stations, your fun weekends, just anything that you do, which is fine. I mean, that's what it's about. You're supposed to talk about life.
Yeah. Which also, probably most important thing I learned, going to the movies, great first date.
Yes.
Takes a ton of pressure off you.
Yes.
To be the conversationalist.
Yes.
And you get to eat popcorn.
Yes. Do you ever mix your M&M's into your popcorn?
No, never have.
Or your Smarties or whatever?
No, never have.
Pretty good. Chocolate and popcorn.
Good combo.
That salt and sweet combo.
Combination station.
It is a great combination station.
What did you learn today?
I learned that Kirsten Dunst
mm-hmm.
is a great actor. I also learned that Nicolas Cage is a great supporting actor.
Yep.
I learned that my bedroom nickname should be Shaken Not Stirred.
Yeah. Great one.
I also learned near the top of the show that Buick,
the Buick Regal.
Regals
yeah.
are the number one car for people who like to go to off-site track betting.
Very true. And smoke cigarettes. And tuck in their shirts. And drink rum and cokes.
Brown belt.
Brown belt.
Tight tuck. Polo.
Shirt. Slick back hair.
Slick back hair.
Yes.
So I think we learned a lot today. And I hope you, our listeners, learned a lot again. Thanks for tuning in. Williams and Williams in the morning. We're unrelated, but we're totally relatable.
Yep.
Real stuff, just made up. And what else?
We will be back next week.
We will.
So listen to our show next week.
When's St. Patrick's Day?
The week after next week.
The week after. All right, we'll be back next week. We'll see you guys there. Radio Laurier. Thanks.
Over and out.
Facebook Live. Thanks.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.